Earlier this year, a big nearby volcano erupted. You might not have heard about this volcano erupting, though, and that's because this volcano, called Axial Seamount, lives thousands of feet beneath the ocean's surface. It's on the Juan de Fuca tectonic plate off the coast of Washington and Canada. Long after this eruption quieted down, a team of oceanographers set out to see what they could learn. University of Washington oceanographer John Delaney is one of the scientists now piecing through the data. That included photos and video of the explosion site. Delaney told David Hyde what it looked like on the seafloor.
The lava, when it comes out onto the seafloor, is glowing red. We didn't see the red rock because we weren't there. But we did see the very, very fresh lava, which is jet black and very glassy. And by the time we got there, it also had spawned a few beds of bacterial matter, which had begun to grow on the surface, because when a volcanic eruption takes place, it releases a lot of warm water, which is full of microbes, and those microbes were the base of the food chain. So there were basically animals that immediately colonized the area, and there were bacteria that covered the rocks pretty quickly.
What else were you trying to find out in the course of this research?
Well, one of the most ancient processes on the planet is an eruption of an underwater volcano into an overlying ocean. One of the most interesting and controversial hypotheses is that life originated in the crucible related to a volcano erupting into the overlying ocean. And so part of what we want to do is understand those processes, even if we can't redo the experiment. But these processes may also operate on other planets, because we think the same kinds of situations of oceans overlying volcanoes occurs on the moon of Jupiter, Europa. So we're looking not just at back in the past in terms of processes, but we're looking forward into discoveries that we might make elsewhere.
For folks who don't know anything about it, what's the new technology or newish technology that you're using to make all of these amazing discoveries?
Well, one of the breakthrough technologies in the last 10 to 15 years is the use of submarine fiber optic cables that have, they're called electro-optical, meaning they conduct electricity and deliver power on the seafloor, and they have high bandwidth communications through the fiber at the level of tens of gigabits per second.
So these volcanoes are getting really great internet?
We are getting those volcanoes onto the internet because of this. Yeah, I hadn't really worked it out quite that way. But the beauty of it is we now are in a situation where we can track what's happening in real time from shore. Nobody was out there during the eruption, but we knew precisely when it happened, and to first order we knew where it happened. What's exciting to many of us is that with the insight that the fiber optic cable can deliver unprecedented electrical power and almost unlimited bandwidth, we can begin using all sorts of innovative next generation robots, next generation sensors that will move around and actually explore the entire process while it's happening. So in 4 years' time, when we think it's going to erupt again, we want to be there with the robots, the new kinds of sensors, all hardwired or all communicating by a form of underwater Wi-Fi, if you like, communicating to the fiber, which is then communicating to the UW campus, which is then communicating to both the scientific community and the public in a form that's directly interpretable by the folks seeing it as to what's going on. At that time, we will have mobile platforms with mobile cameras, and it's going to be very exciting.
I know you're in the science business and not the science fiction business, but what are your hopes for what this technology and what this information and what this science is going to mean for humanity 20, 50 years from now?
One of the great events that's going to happen in the evolution of human culture will be the exploration, I hope the successful exploration, looking for life elsewhere in the solar system and beyond. If there is life out there, the high probability is it's going to be associated with oceans on other planets. So what we're doing on this planet, studying this ocean for the types of very rare and unusual microbial life forms that we have both discovered and continue to discover associated with active volcanoes, will inform our approaches to how we study other planets using robots, using new kinds of sensors. While we study the system here, we will be developing capabilities that we will export to other planets, probably not within 20 years, but certainly within 50 years.
John Delaney is a professor of oceanography at the University of Washington. He talked with David Hyde.